got the best. The Retro Sound of staffannouncer.com.
Your letter and so on.
It's truly Mary, yeah.
And it's going to be hard to listen to both of you in the morning.
Sure.
But
Hobson's choice.
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to tune us both in, find out what's the most interesting, and then tune one of us out.
Well, I got two radios going.
You can't have. Oh.
No, I do. I do, believe me.
You'll drive yourself daft, my dear, with two radios going.
And the TV.
Oh, and putting a record on the stereo helps, too. Do that, man.
Not
just
really,
pile
no.
it on in the morning.
And I wanted to ask John Michael.
Audiophile, yes.
If he heard, or someone, I imagine, told him about the people that phoned in about him, the elderly ladies, 80 years old?
Oh.
No, do you mean phoned in on what, the other
Carol?
Station?
To Carol and Paul?
No, I didn't hear.
Did somebody tell you?
No.
Didn't they? Really?
No, it's true, Mary.
Oh, well, anyways, I'll tell you briefly. One elderly lady said she was 80 years old, and she's straight-laced, and
yes.
she couldn't find anything wrong with what John said.
Well, bless her ribald
and
old
then,
heart.
And then another lady phoned in for her mother, who was 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she said she's a regular listener. She loves John. And she said she's very straight-laced.
Uh-huh.
And she couldn't believe it. She said she didn't find anything wrong. And the daughter said, you know, if my mother says this, it can't be that bad.
No, she's 80.
Well,
yeah, that's
real,
right.
You're a real hit in the geriatric section. There's no question about that. You score very well.
And like what John was going to say to you before is about Sue being on the radio, and look at what she's able to say.
Who is that? Is that the lady on Toronto?
That's right.
Sue.
Yeah, she. Well, for John Otto, it's a program that people call up. It's Canada's Dr. Ruth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's very well done. It's in good taste, but they talk in explicit terms in good taste.
Sure, I see you. Yeah.
And I had assumed that by talking explicit terms in good taste that it was okay, and I guess one or two of my conversations on that particular day went that way.
For heaven's sake, yeah, Sue. Well,
but you know, when I read about it in the newspaper, I kind of see, my son says, Dad, did you really talk, because all they do is they take the highlights of the words, you see.
Yeah.
And they say, did you really talk about, this, and I said, well, yeah, but you know, it comes up in a 3.5-hour show, you don't lump all the words together.
Yeah.
But the Toronto Star just comes down to two paragraphs, says, talk show fired for sex show, and I go, well, there it is.
Oh, truly Toronto Star, and someone said the Niagara Falls, Ontario paper. Oh,
well, they had a field day. I don't blame them. I talked to the editorial writer who wrote an editorial column about me, and I've taken all kinds of knocks at the review, and so it was their turn to have a, and we both laughed together. We both said, you know, he said, look, we both make a living this way, and I said, yeah, and I said, I appreciate what you've done, and he said, I got into a whole pile of trouble. He says, my mother-in-law and my wife listened to you, and he says, I got a real pile of trouble for writing that.
Sure.
So I said, listen, it's part of the ball game, and so we enjoyed each other on the phone, and no hard feelings. But the review is really having a good time with me.
Apparently. That's what it's called, the review?
That's one paper. The Standard, St. Catharines Standard's good. The Winnipeg Free Press had a good, nice write-up.
Did they really? See, it's been in all the papers, Mary.
Yeah, I know. Sure. I couldn't find it in the Star, John. Do you know what day it was?
No, I don't know about the Star. I don't know what day it was. Is that, I really, Mary, I've been playing a lot of golf. It's the only place that I can get away with. The phone has been ringing everywhere, in my car, at home. And every time I say something, I usually finish up saying the wrong thing.
Did you hear the lady that was crying?
No.
Yeah. Oh, did they tell you?
No. I haven't. I haven't been talking to anybody at the radio station because I'm person non grata. Well, how do you say that, John?
Persona non grata?
You got it. I depend upon you for the long words.
Oh, sure, yeah.
No, I just wondered if you were listening to Carol and Paul.
We recorded the woman who was crying. We've got that on record.
It makes me cry to think that you people...
Yes, oh, exactly. That's
yeah, she really was. She was very, very upset.
Oh.
Carol was kind of got upset, too, because Carol was trying to put her off, and then when she started crying, Carol Carr, you know... But
well,
she started crying like everything.
Oh, Mary.
No, I didn't hear that.
She was very serious.
But Paul and Carol are kind of in an awkward position for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
right.
True.
And
right,
so is John Gilbert. I mean, they can't... I mean, they work there, and they can pick up a paycheck, and they're in a terrible position. I feel very sorry for them. They're very good friends of mine.
It is difficile. Mary,
well,
thank
it was ironic that the same situation, and then John Gilbert followed the same person with Larry years ago. That was a...
Sure.
Remember, Larry got off because of the sex program, and now he's viewing, and John Gilbert follows him.
Larry got off because... They all seem to get off on...
Oh, Larry Solway, you mean.
Right.
They all seem to get off on sex programs in Canada. I don't know what it is.
Burns, one of my favorite talk show people is Pat Burns. He works the all-night show on CKO, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was fired from Vancouver for interviewing a prostitute. That was back in the 60s. I thought we'd come a long way from there, but I guess Canada still is straight-laced.
Mary, thank you for your call.
Well, I'm really glad to hear you're back.
We've
thank
got
you.
To move on. Thank you, Mary. John. Thank you.
Bye.
There we are. Y'all call 886-6450. Talk person to person to John Michael.
The next best thing about knowing a fact is knowing where to find it. Call Talk Radio 55, WGR in Buffalo. 886-6450. Out of the city, 1-800-421-4259. WGR.
Parades, sports, food, and fabulous entertainment. They're just a small part of what's going on at the 26th annual Eden Corn Festival, going on now through Sunday. Enjoy all the events that have made the Eden Corn Festival one of Western New York's biggest annual get-togethers. There's continuous entertainment, arts and crafts, corn-eating contests, talent shows, a beauty pageant, an auto show on Saturday, and much, much more. Plus, don't forget all the food and the best corn in the whole USA. The Eden Corn Festival grounds have been expanded to accommodate the overflow crowds and make it more enjoyable for you. Pre-sale ride tickets are available at Bell's, Super Duper, and Tops in the Hamburg Eden area. It's fun for the whole family now through Sunday at the 26th annual Eden Corn Festival on Route 62, Eden, New York. And remember, admission is free to the Eden Corn Festival grounds. The Eden Corn Festival, brought to you in part by Pepsi-Cola of Buffalo.
Radio 55.
I guess you know it's in Eden, they say, we grow the best corn in the whole U.S. of A. Why? Why? Because we got nothing better to do. I love that ad. I really do. We're 886-6450 with John Michael. Let us ring in from distant Grand Island, from the island. Jeannie, are you there with the light brown
hair?
Thank you,
John.
Splendid.
John Michael, I want to thank you for years of setting my... setting my day up. I tell you, my housework got done without any effort at all every single day I listened to you. Of course, now we've got a choice to make between between you two guys.
Between Scylla and Charybdis, I think.
Incidentally, in all the years I've listened to you, there was only one woman that got your dander up. Do you know who I'm talking about?
The lady I banned from the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a second one that really did it, and I called her Poison.
Oh.
Princess Poison.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, what did she say that was so... I suppose it was a series of events.
She just went on and on and on. It made no sense at all.
Really? You banned her?
Yeah. There's two people I've banned from the show. One was a guy that called me a scumbag on your show.
Oh, isn't that awful? He didn't get away with it, did he? I must have.
Oh yeah, that was nice. You know,
it was lousy.
And the other woman was I always nicknamed her Mrs. Trudeau because she had a one set mind in politics. But that was the only two people.
Yeah, and also, can you remind me of what happened to the very sweet woman who had something to do with raising funds for cancer?
Hmm.
No. Oh, yes. Oh, of course I know. Yes. It'll come to me. Mm-hmm. But
she was a darling, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's still in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And she still has the Cancer Club of Toronto.
She's done a lot of good for
tremendous. Yeah, I haven't heard from her in about 6 or 7 months, but then out of the blue, she comes back and says, hi, how you doing?
You've got an awful lot of people who love you, and by the way, the only way we can prove to this fellow that John just ran a tape on, that St. Cat...
I think that is his voice, yeah.
St. Cat, was that for real?
No.
That was a little put on.
Oh,
a little put on, Gene. You got to admit me that one.
I wouldn't put it past him.
No.
Anyway, St. Catherine's, we're going to put you on top at St. Catherine's, and everybody will. And can I write a letter anywhere?
Well, you write it if you want to get me a CKTB.
CKTB?
In St. Catharines.
Very good. And I'd like to write one to that unspeakable person that decided that...
No, it's not really as...
You'd rather not.
No. I tell you, I have to understand something. It wasn't as simple as that. There was a lot going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. And
that was the catalyst. That show was the catalyst for it. But really, there was other things that were going on behind the scenes.
One thing, promise me you'll never change.
Well, I won't change for 3 years. That's how long I'm going to be at CKBB, hopefully forever. But I have a 3-year contract with them.
Thank you, John Otto.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Bye-bye.
All right, there we are. That's Jeannie of the light brown hair. And we'll leave the matter there for 3 minutes. Can you afford to stay till noon? I wonder, can you?
Yeah, okay.
If you can.
Yeah, okay.
Because I hate to disappoint all the people who want to talk to John Michael this morning.
That's nice. As long as I'm not interrupting your show, huh?
Au contraire, following, I lapse into French as my second language whenever I'm talking to a Canadian, because I know that you are bilingual as all get out up there. And it's au contraire. We'll take a brief break for news headlines, what's happening in the world, and then back with John Michael, 886-6450. Don't go.
This is News Radio 55, WGR Buffalo, the news authority in Western New York.
It's 75 degrees in Buffalo. I'm Jay David, News Radio 55, WGR. Meteorologist Bonnie Cameron says sunny, warm, and humid. Maybe a thunderstorm today. The Radio 55 5-day forecast is just ahead. A reprieve from death and an appeal for life. The captors of American hostage Joseph Sosipio have extended the deadline to kill him by 4 hours to 3 p.m. our time. The message was delivered to a Western news agency in Beirut, along with a videotape of Sosipio pleading for help. A Buffalo teenager is being arraigned on an assault charge this morning in connection with a drive-by shooting on Fugeron Street earlier this week that police say could be drug-related. 18-year-old Gentile Boykin is accused of shooting 22-year-old Daryl Smith in the legs. Mayor Griffin has broken ground for a storm sewer on Burke Drive and Bame Avenue. The $300,000 project is aimed at alleviating basement flooding in the Far East Side neighborhood and should be completed this fall. It appears Hurricane Dean is heading out into the Atlantic and for the most part will miss the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Hurricane warnings for the islands and Eastern Caribbean have been discontinued. And Lonesome Dove, the CBS miniseries, has the lion's share of primetime Emmy Award nominations, 18 in all. Close behind are L.A. Law, War and Remembrance, The Wonder Years, and 30-something. The Radio 55 5-day forecast is next.
If it's in the morning as you prepare for work, or you're coming home from your job, your time is valuable. That's why so many busy people turn to News Radio 55 WGR. We give you up-to-the-minute news that's accurate and concise. We never keep you waiting. At News Radio 55 WGR.
Here's more for you, America. We share your sense of pride.
Hold everything. Now Chrysler brings you double rebates. That's right, double cash back. Savings like never before.
Here's more for you, America. Here's to the red, white, and blue.
You get $1,500 cash back on two of America's outstanding economy cars, Dodge Omni America and Plymouth Horizon America. You can also get $1,500 double cash back on Dodge Shadow or Plymouth Sundance. You can even get $1,000 on Eagle Summit and $2,000 or 0% financing on Eagle Premier. Short-term annual percentage rate financing is from Chrysler Credit for qualified buyers. Other rates available for longer contracts. But if you want double cash back on these new 1989 models from dealer stock, and who doesn't, there's only one place to go, your Dodge, Eagle, or Plymouth dealer.
This is Bonnie Cameron with the WGR Radio 55 5-day forecast. Well, today should turn out a lot better than yesterday. Sunny, warm, humid, and 88. A few thunder showers still likely, though, this afternoon and evening. Tonight, partly cloudy and 72. Tomorrow, the cold front approaches. It doesn't go through quite yet, but it's going to be close enough to produce a huge area of showers and thunder showers, I think, for tomorrow afternoon and night. The high during the day, 87, so warm and sticky, and 73 tomorrow night. Saturday's unsettled too, variable cloud, and it's real hot and muggy with a high of 87, and afternoon thunder showers likely. Now that's the front, and that's going to make those thunder showers linger into Sunday morning, and then clear off in the afternoon, cool and dry, 78, and Monday looks gorgeous, sunny, cool and dry, and 75. This is Bonnie Cameron in the WGR Weather Center.
WGR color radar's clear. Humidity 69%. The barometer falling. Winds are southwest at 18. It's 76 degrees in Buffalo. Next news when it happens. Next scheduled newscast at noon. I'm Jay David, News Radio 55, WGR.
Very well, your listenership. Resuming with our Run for the Roses, let me say. And let me say this for those just joining us who wonder what is afoot, what has occurred. And I understand there have been a couple who phoned in the switchboard saying, what did John Michael do? As he is the recognized as the long-term host on Morning Talk Radio on a station in Niagara Falls, Ontario. What did he do? What did he do to result in his having been put out on waivers so summarily in the July 12th program? And all I can say is what I've heard, because I didn't listen, but the manager of the station felt that he had conducted the program.
The owner of the station.
Oh, the owner. I'm sorry. The owner of the station. Forgive me. Felt that he had conducted the program in such a manner as to be lewd, lascivious. What were all those words? I'm trying to remember all that. Foul, crude, lewd, and lascivious.
Poor taste.
Really, poor taste? Is that what it came down to?
Yeah, poor taste. Now that's
well, one man's poor taste is another man's banquet. That's is that the phrase he used? Poor taste. Don't tell me he ever socked you with that ridiculous phrase, unprofessional. He didn't.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, don't you hate that? As if there were professional standards for answering the telephone. Isn't that preposterous? Unprofessional.
Well, that was exactly it. Unprofessional and poor taste.
Oh, gee. I hate that phrase more than any. And it's been directed to me more often than I can tell you. Unprofessional. Anyway, that's for the benefit of those just joining us. There weren't any there weren't any obscenities.
No fallout of words. I was describing to a lady in a semi-jocular way, but I was describing to a lady how a prostitute makes a living. She thought that the prostitutes would take 7 or 8 customers a night in a physical way.
Yeah.
And I explained that a prostitute makes her living with oral sex. And I said, how on earth do you really think a lady could possibly have penetration, and that was the word I used, for 6 or 7 times a night?
Yeah.
And she said, well, I really didn't understand that. I thought that's what a prostitute did. And I said, no, I think you'll find that most men who go with prostitutes go there for oral sex. They don't wish to have any penetration at all.
Mm.
And I said that, and then it went on to another conversation. I said that most men go with prostitutes because of a sexual fantasy. I said they usually act out sexual fantasies.
Oh, kinky, kinky stuff. Yeah,
well, I didn't say kinky stuff.
Say
I said sexual fantasies.
Yeah, but...
And that's where two conversations in a 3.5-hour talk show.
Oh, shit.
And it wasn't dealing on that topic, but the owner deemed it was in poor taste, and he owns the radio station. He has the right to say it.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, well, you heard that, too, I suppose. Anyway, listen, we've got callers in for John aplenty, 886-6450, and let us get the very next down. This is Edie. I was going to say Eddie. Edie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, John.
Oh, they don't call you Eddie, do they?
Everybody? No, a lot of people do.
Edie, go right ahead. We've got you on.
I'm sorry to say I haven't talked to you before, and I haven't really listened to you too much. I'm calling from the office, and there would be a call. All this time I've waited, and I haven't had a call.
Oh, bless you, Edie.
But it is a pleasure to have John on, and I will say this, that I think the reason a lot of people don't like him is because he tells things the way they are.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Without seeming to pontificate.
Right.
He doesn't pontificate.
So I wish him good luck.
Thank you.
I hope to talk to him again sometime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've got a call. Okay, very good.
Lady has, she's got her own talk show.
I think she has, yes. Dean, are you there?
Yes, hi, John.
Very good. The Dean of Amherst, go right ahead. We have you on.
No, it's Hurricane Dean now, John.
Oh, that's true. That is the hurricane's name, yeah. Better than Chantal, you know. Boy, that was an odd name for a hurricane. Sounded like they were going to pour French perfume over the Texas coast or something. Hurricane Chantal. Yeah.
I'm calling. I heard the show.
Did you?
Yeah.
How old, Dean? I tell you why I'm interested. I'm interested because one of the comments that I read in the news, this is why I'm asking you your age. I'm interested because one of the comments that I read in one of the newspapers was that my audience was 65 years of age and older and was no good for the sponsors or the station. And I'm interested in finding out, that's why I ask you, if you heard the show, how old are you, Dean?
John, I'm 33.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I would have taken...
My wife is younger than I, and we both enjoyed the show very, very much.
Really? Did it, Dean, turn you on, Dean?
Well, no, I thought, actually...
It wasn't meant to.
That was a precocious question.
It was said in a lighter vein, and that's the way it should have been taken.
Just being facetious with Dean there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sure.
But you heard it, and you love it. Well,
I thought it was enjoyable. It was you know, actually, we were laughing about it most of the time. I thought it was
really?
One of the, you know, anybody who was not in touch enough to know the information that you imparted on that show is really just out of touch with the way society is or has been for the last 40, 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's that simple. I mean, it's not something that...
It was why I was surprised when I was talking to the caller, because I assumed that that was something that most people understood.
Well, and myself the same way, and I just, that's what why I found it somewhat laughable, but that mm-hmm. these people had not been aware of the way his situation was.
Yes.
And without, I mean, there was nothing, no obscenities, not even anything graphic physically as far as descriptions go.
No, because I've been very, very conscious.
Yeah, hi there.
Words recently.
Ah, he could give them, too. He could do it. He could launch into graphic as all get out. He could if he wanted him to. He's been around, this guy.
I'm just glad to hear that you're going to be back with us, John, and
yeah.
It'll be a pleasure to listen to you.
Because, thank you.
I think the world needs somebody with a little bluntness and a little forwardness to recognize the fact that, mm-hmm. you know, the way society is, rather than just, you know, covering up all the seamier side of life.
Very good.
Well, I thank you. The only sorry part about it is I'm going up against a friend of mine, John Otto, and I really wish it wasn't that way.
Well, look for John, for the benefit of those just joining us, look for John on August 14 to begin for the next 3 years on the St. Catherine Station, well, CKTB.
Good luck to both of you
okay.
in the
greatest
battle.
Thank you.
Yeah, it will be a battle.
We'll retire to neutral corners and come out fighting on the 14th of August. Good. Thank
Have
you, Dean.
Good day, gentlemen.
Okay, there we
thank
are.
You.
Fine. 886-6450. We've got numbers of people, incessant calls for John Michael. Let us get you. Oh, one wanted me to ask, are you going to feel yourself considerably more inhibited as a result of this experience?
No, I spoke this, obviously one of the things I sat down with CKTB,
yeah.
I've worked there before anyway. You
yeah,
know?
Sure.
But I have never worked under this management.
Uh-huh.
And so I sat down with them when we agreed that I would come and do the show. And I said, look, here's the problems, and here are the thoughts of my thoughts.
Sure.
And one of the first things they looked at me and said was, we're hiring you for what you do.
There we are.
And so that was a nice thought.
And if you want to talk dirty, it's all right with us.
Well, I don't go on there.
You don't do
dirty.
That. No, you don't. Well, I'm kidding. No. I just put that in my
head.
Exactly. Here's to the next. We'll get you on 886-6450. It's you, Al, in the Falls.
Which Falls?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That doesn't sound like Al to me. That's really mysterious. Oh, Al's doing something, I think, to us. I think Al's having a feast. Are you there? Hello. A sound feast. Are you there, Ken?
Yes, I'm
oh,
here.
Good. Now, you're in Niagara Falls, Ontario or New York?
Ontario.
Oh, very good, sir. Go right ahead with John Michael.
Okay, John Michael. I heard your show the other day that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm 65 years old.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, you didn't say nothing out of line.
There you are. And that's...
Now I obviously appreciate that. But you're 65, and I hope I didn't shock you or your wife.
Well, I'll tell you, you told me something I didn't know about the parking lot. Hey, I live in an apartment building, and we've been finding a lot of those condoms out in the parking lot, and... You enlightened me a little bit.
Why don't they put them in the ashtrays?
Yeah.
Take them home and launder them and reuse them or something. Why don't they do that? You know? Why do they cast them out like that? That's as wicked as to empty an ashtray in the parking lot. It really is.
I'm just going to phone that ex-boss of yours and tell him to spend an afternoon walking two blocks either way on Queen Street outside of his office door, and then he'll know what's going on in the world.
Well, I'm sure he knows what's going on in the world. He just didn't want it said on his radio station. And he has the right to say that.
Uh-huh.
Well?
I repeat something that I don't think anyone understands. We're probably not very good friends now because obviously we're going to go to some kind of litigation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Keith Dancy and I were very good friends. And
yeah.
I really do appreciate his points of view. And I do understand his points of view. I just think, personally, from my point of view, he overreacted. But
uh-huh.
he still is a person whose opinion I value.
Well, if you, John, if you had a swore or used vulgar language or, you know, something like that, I could see him reacting. But as far as I'm concerned, he's just another Harold Ballard, you know.
Oh.
No, I admire Harold Ballard, too, by the way.
Yeah, so do I.
He really?
Right, but,
well, you're the only two Canadians I've ever heard say a good word for Harold Ballard.
Yeah, but you know how he runs his club, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but I have to tell you that the management of this radio, CJRN, has stood behind me and in front of me and beside me on many, many occasions, and it was just, I think, a complete overreaction this time, which is unfortunate for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Glad to have you on, Ken, from the Falls.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you. Keep in touch.
It's 886. Also a long time since I've been fired, too. That's a weird expression to say to someone, what are you doing? I said, my tailor said I couldn't afford to pick up a couple of suits, you know. I said, listen, man, I'm out of work. He says, here are the suits anyway. He says, if you're out of work, you better be dressed good.
Boy, there must be some other term than fired, you know. Of course, you have to be one of the big guns, really, to be fired and have it make a splash at all in the newspapers, as you've done, but put out on waivers is fun to say.
I think in show business we call it we're between engagements.
Sure, there you are, between engagements. We're 886-645.
I didn't play skins on the golf course for the last 2 weeks, let me tell you. No money was so... I didn't play for any money at all.
No, you got to pull in your horns a bit, that's true, yeah. I should say, under the circumstances. We'll hear more. The more to come sign is up, 886-6450 on the Watts line, 1-800-421-4259 for those in America on Amharic. Just outside the immediate toll-free calling area.
When you're good to others, you are best to yourself. Call Talk Radio 55, WGR, 886-6450. Someone is listening for your good points. WGR.
Western New York's first shopping center, the Thruway Mall, is getting ready to kick off another incredible season of unbeatable everyday bargains. If you have some back-to-school shopping you'd like to start tackling, make it an extra point to pay a visit to Pleasures and Pastimes, one of the nearly 100 stores at Thruway Mall. Pleasures and Pastimes carries a dazzling selection of colorful arts and crafts, needle crafts, stitchery, miles and miles of yarn, and more. Pleasures and Pastimes has pre-done floral arrangements and silk flowers, standard size and custom picture framing. Pleasures and Pastimes has a variety of children's crafts. They also carry plastic canvas to make everything from wall decorations to keychains and more. Any questions? Pleasures and Pastimes professional staff is always ready with knowledgeable advice. They're kicking off another season of unbeatable everyday bargains at Western New York's greatest shopping option, the Thruway Mall, Harlem Road and Walden Avenue, just off Thruway Exit 52 West in Cheektowaga.
Crank it, that's interstate battery power starting up strong.
It's the Interstate Megatron 34, the one battery that ran circles around better-known brands in every performance test by a leading consumer products rating service. Megatron 34. Isn't that the battery you want? For an Interstate battery dealer near you,
call 1-800-CRANK-IT. Get the power that goes on and on and on, yeah.
Radio 55 W.
Hi-ho, and hello to Ed Rahill, too. An old friend of mine called off the air to say greetings, and he caught up with Talk Radio 55 for the first time in the morning on the air on WGR. We better switch quickly to Oshawa, because there's a long-distance call from Gary. Gary in Oshawa, are you there?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Greetings, sir. We've got you on. Now, that's some distance from Toronto, even.
Yeah, it's about 30 miles east of Toronto.
You say Toronto. I thought all Canadians said Toronto as though there were no initial O.
Well,
T-R-O-N-T-O, Toronto.
See, I'm not originally a Canadian. I'm from the Maritimes.
Oh, there you are.
Notice I didn't say Newfoundland.
No. I see.
I must admit, John, I'm not, in the past, I haven't been a listener of yours. Having listened to you this morning as much as I have, I find you quite intriguing.
Oh, that's great, Gary.
And reiterate.
What are you doing this weekend, Gary? Okay, nice, of course. Sure, Gary.
What suggestions have you?
Are you free? Let's see. Good. No. But, John Michael, you've heard.
Well, yes, definitely. I would like to reiterate the feelings of the lady who called a while back and thanked you for having John Michael on the show this morning.
It's his favor to us, very plainly, very clearly, his favor to us as well.
I was wondering if I could speak to John for a moment.
Yeah,
go ahead, right here.
Yes, I wrote a letter to you, John, in care of CJRN, and I assume you will...
Well, I will get it, I'm sure. They'll probably put them all in a large envelope and send them to me.
The reason I called this morning was to congratulate you on your move to the other station. And as a matter of fact, I just, having never listened to that station, I just tuned it in a while back, and I'm very happy to announce that it is, out here in Oshawa at least,
comes
its
in
signal
good.
Is stronger than CJRN's.
Oh, well.
Anyway, the letter that I wrote to you asking you to inform me of where you might be in the future, obviously you won't have to do that now, but in the letter I just kind of described a little situation that you and I had talked about. About a month ago, you were talking about golf one morning, and I phoned you on air to ask you if you ever cheat at golf.
Yeah, I remember you. You put me in a spot in my own mind. It was a hell of a phone call.
Well, it was the one, I think it was the only time I've ever heard you lost for words.
Yeah, because I have cheated at golf. And you put me right, because my first reaction was, no, I don't cheat. But I have moved the ball to a better position with that.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about the fellow that you I guess had played along with at one point who right up front told you and I guess this was something that he told to anybody that he might be playing along with that
he used to tee the ball up in the fairway.
Right, exactly. I found that very amusing.
Yeah. I remember your call.
I'm going to make a definite effort to be your first caller on CKTV. I guess you wouldn't know the numbers there yet, eh?
No, I don't know the telephone numbers, no.
I'll give the station a call and see if I can find out. I want to be the first one in there.
Well, very good. Listen, and keep us in mind in Oshawa. I don't know how the reception is of our station in Oshawa.
Damn good, unfortunately.
Is it really? Is that true? We're coming in crystal clearly.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful. It's not too bad. I was surprised myself here, actually. It's not as good as the stations just north of the border here, but it's not bad at all.
Very good. Gary, nice to have you on.
Thanks. Gary, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here we are. 886. Chuck has been waiting for the longest time. You're up, Chuck.
Hey.
You're next, mister. I said, what have I said? We've got you on. You're next.
My voice?
Sure. How many times do you hear that, however, Chuck? You hear that all the time, don't you?
That laugh.
Gosh, oh, John, that laugh. Boy,
can you recognize my voice?
Yeah, sure.
I was afraid of that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I do.
You didn't come over to Buffalo, did you? You're on the phone?
Huh?
You didn't come over?
No, I couldn't make it over, John.
You know, I conjured up just for you. Just for you, John, and you stay over in Chippewa.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Hey, good to see you back. Too bad for Rod. He had to cancel the celebration party. Ain't that a shame?
Oh, dear.
Would it be out of unclassy to ask where you're going to be on the dial?
Oh.
Well, John Otto is good enough to let me say that.
Sure, yeah.
It's 6:10 on the dial.
6:10.
John Otto, I tried to call you a few times and you had a guest on, and that was in response to John Michael's urging when word got over that the gay crowd was giving you a hard time.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Even if, I don't even know exactly what to say, I probably agree with it, but I would very proudly accept that Hall of Shame award.
Well, it was...
And the main thing is that you've got a right to express your opinion. I mean, that's an opinion, and you have a right to express it.
Come in for all
and
sorts
both
of awards.
And I guess, have been putting a hot seat over that over the years and stuff.
Oh, gee, yeah. Gosh, that's true.
That was one of the things when John Michael was on your program last time. It had to do with being able to say what you wanted on the air.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly glad to see that Crazy John is back, and I hope you're going to be as abrasive and ornery as you've always been. John, are you going to bring your harmonica and your comedy?
Yeah, I've moved the whole orchestra over.
Oh, good. All you got to do is get Sam back, and the whole thing's complete.
I speak with Sam every day.
That's good. Tell hello for me.
I will.
Very good.
Anyway, that doesn't mean anything. I'm just really glad you're back. I'm just sorry that the three of you have to go head-to-head, because I like all three of you, and...
Well,
yeah, I had it made before, John Otto in the evening, and John Gilbert would be on the afternoon.
Sure, now they've got Tom.
We're all going. Actually, it'd be very interesting. It's extremely interesting because I hope I'm good, but I know the other two guys are good. So we've got three good guys, and you've got a real choice on the radio dial now.
I know that the gang back at the old station has really been getting it up to their ears with inquiries about you, and it really puts them in an awkward position. I feel so bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can't say where I'm going,
and it just doesn't seem fair.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this whole thing blows over and we can get back to business as usual.
You got it.
Good to hear from you, Chuck.
Yeah, we got to see you last, John.
Okay.
Both you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for your call. There we are. We're 886-6450.
I really have to remember that up Chuck line. That's great. You had me on the ropes.
Apparently I did. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's so it seems the natural thing to say. You're next. You're up Chuck. Here's yet another. There's Terry in North Tonawanda. Are you there, Terry?
Yes.
Oh, fine. We've got you on.
It's so great to talk to my two favorite gents.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, Terry.
I've listened to both of you for years.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'd just like to say. To be able to tell each of you what I like about each of your styles.
Oh, tell us what you really think of this, Terry.
John Otto.
Ah.
What I like is your way with language.
Oh,
and
well.
And you have that subtle humor.
My wayward language, I see. Yeah. Sure.
Yes. And John Michael.
Well, my unwayward language.
That, too. But I used to love, on the mornings that I could catch the show right when it started, it was like... so very quiet, and you'd come in so quietly. I loved it.
Really?
It was like having a friend for coffee.
Like the fog on little cat's feet. He would come
yeah.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also love your humorous stories and the way you can take off on a topic. It's just really good to have a laugh these days, you know?
I should say. He's got a great laugh. Everybody remarks on that.
Yes.
Natural and infectious. Infectious is what they call it.
I thank you, obviously. You know, it's good for my ego. I've been looking for friends this past 2 weeks.
I also have a friend who was really worried, devastated would probably not be too much
really?
Of a word to use,
yeah.
Who was very upset at the thought of losing you, and now I know she's going to be very
there's an old
happy.
Girl of John's? What is it there?
Ma'am, you don't ask this of a lady, but how old are you?
Early 40s.
Okay. It's fascinating. I never ask, of course, the age of everyone who calls the show or even who listens to the show. But the only thing that hurt out of the whole mess here, other than the fact I was out of work, was the fact the comment was made that my audience was 65 years of age and over, and I thought, no, that's not right.
It makes a point. It makes a point.
A lot of them may be, but. Sure. Most people who listen to talk shows are not teenagers for obvious reasons.
Yeah, precisely.
So, right. But, keep us entertained.
We had a 12-year-old girl phone in just a little while ago in tears. So just to demonstrate, we heard her, sure. 12-year-old girl in tears.
Well,
good.
Well, it's very nice to talk to you, and now I have quite a pleasant dilemma.
Oh, well, listen, I hope you're able to solve it, resolve it, and without too much strain, but let us hear from you once again. Terry.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There we are. 886-6450 for a parting shot, a final word. Gee, we've been so lucky thus far, John. I hope nobody comes in and lays the lumber to you.
No, I'm waiting for somebody to say, I'm glad, dear. There was a letter, I think, to the editor that says, about time I got fired, but other than that, it's not been that bad.
Okay, hold on.
A good idea that is shared with others will live forever. Call Talk Radio 55, WGR. 886-6450 and share a good idea. WGR.
The captain has turned off the seatbelt sign, so feel free to move about.
We interrupt this flight and turn it back to remind you every trip begins with a choice.
Cash or charge?
And the right choice.
Put it on my Discover card.
Always pays off. Because the Discover card actually pays you cash back for every charge, up to 1% back every year based on your annual purchases. And when you're taking a trip, that's just the ticket. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
Our sprinkle a day helps keep... Ah, hello. Right now in front of me, I have a rooster and a cricket. To show you just how long shower to shower keeps you feeling fresh and clean. For example, just a sprinkle in the morning keeps you feeling great until... And no wonder. Shower to shower has baking soda and cornstarch, so it's absorbent, long-lasting, and has a nice scent. Right, chaps?
Have you had your sprinkle today?
I have discovered that beef has magical properties. I start barbecuing and people magically appear. The aroma lures people out of nowhere. My kids hover around, angling for tastes. My neighbor suddenly remembers to return the lawnmower. Beef is magic, all right. First it makes people materialize, and then it disappears. Beef, Real food for real people. Sponsored by the Beef Industry Council and Beef Board.
Buffalo Baseball Bison.
Hi, this is Pete Weber. Join me and Greg Brown for all the excitement of Bison Baseball as the Bisons take on the Sounds in Nashville, beginning tonight at 8:05 on your baseball station, AM 550, WGR.
Brought to you by New York State Lottery. All it takes is a dollar and a dream. By Sherwin-Williams for paint, wallpaper, window treatment, or floor coverings. Ask Sherwin-Williams. And by AT&T, the right choice.
People calling in to commiserate with John Michael express their real genuine remorse over the possible loss of him to Canadian Radio Nuts. So he'll be on CKTB in St. Catharines come Monday the 14th. But, I mean, there was... no kidding, the earlier we heard, the 12-year-old girl.
It makes me cry to think that you...
Yes, oh, see, we got... It's just terrible. 886-6450. Are you there for about a minute or so? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Ah, good.
I've been up. Talk radio fan for years and listen to all the stations around. And I was listening to John Michael's other station there for a while, and it seemed like for about 2-3 weeks they just got on that English-French kick.
Yeah.
And they just stayed with this subject every day, every day.
Very big topic up there, of course.
I was listening to John Gilbert one day, and it got so bad, he was saying, well, I'm not talking about... I don't want to kill any French-speaking Canadians.
Oh, I hope not.
Got disgusted, turned the thing off.
Yeah.
And why can't they have something like your show? I've been listening to 20, 25 years. You have different subjects.
Oh, well. Every night. Yeah, we get hooked on certain subjects as well, and it pains
people. You always kind of break it up.
That's the last comment we've time for. I'm sorry. I know it sounds like an abridgment of First Amendment privilege, but we've got to go. Thanks, Frank.
Well, just give me 2 seconds, John.
Sure, yeah,
a lady said it well, and she said that thanks for having the depth of security of having me on your show.
Oh, John. Thank you for lending yourself to us for the event. It's been a real event. Good luck to you and your
new
undertaking. Good luck, sir. Thank you. To one and all, We shall gather by the river in the morning, shall we do at 9? Come as early as 9. We'll discuss the stadium suit with attorney Victor Fusak. That'll be interesting for a brief opening part of an hour and other matters to come. This is John Otto, and I'll be with you.
This is the News Authority for Western New York. News Radio 55, WGR Buffalo. First with news on the hour, every hour, 24 hours a day.
It's 78 degrees in Buffalo. I'm Jay David, News Radio 55.
For the Buffalo area, warm and humid conditions likely over the next couple of days. The WGR Radio 55 five-day forecast is coming up.
An American hostage in Lebanon may have only 3 more hours to live, but that's more time than he thought he had before. Kidnappers of Joseph Sosifio have extended his execution deadline by 4 hours, which the White House calls welcome news. A videotaped message from Sosifio has been released, in which he appeals for help and the release of the Muslim cleric Israel is holding.
My dear wife and people, and all the human society, and especially the Red Cross, don't leave me.
Sosifio's captors say they'll spare him if the cleric is freed. Meanwhile, ABC's Bill Siemens reports there's optimism in Israel that Sosifio won't be killed.
The surge of international efforts to try to solve the hostage problem is seen here as possibly reducing the chances that American hostage Joseph Sosifio will be executed today. The spotlight of criticism is seen here as having switched from Israel's actions to the brutal actions of the terrorists. Meanwhile, UN envoy Merrick Goulding is still trying to recover the body of Colonel Higgins in Lebanon. One Israeli top source said that Israeli intelligence had hard evidence that Higgins was killed last December, and that Israel so informed the U.S. last January and again in February. Bill Siemens, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
WGR News Time, 12:02. In city court, bail has been set at $10,000 for 18-year-old Gentile Boykin of Lythe Street. He's charged with assault in one of Buffalo's 2 drive-by shootings this week. Boykin is accused of pumping 4 shots from a car window into the legs of 22-year-old Daryl Smith in front of the victim's Fugeron Street home. Police say drugs may have played a role in the attack. So far, no arrests made in the early morning drive-by shooting of 4 people on Goodyear Avenue. Two Buffalo police officers are hospitalized after being struck by ricocheting bullet fragments last night in the city's West Ferry Humboldt Parkway district. The officers, John Alessandra and Albert Diamini, went to Golding Avenue in response to complaints that children were being attacked by wild dogs. There, the officers were attacked by a pit bull and what looked like a boxer-type dog. Several shots were fired at the animals, some ricocheting and striking both police officers. Neither was seriously injured. The pit bull was slain. The other dog ran off, but police think he was wounded. An indictment could be near in the case of the Buffalo woman accused of killing two of her children last month. News Radio 55's Gina Passantino reports an Erie County grand jury continues its investigation into the case.
Chief Prosecutor Diane LaValle says more evidence has to be presented to the grand jury before any decision is reached. Barbara James is accused of allegedly killing her two daughters by slashing their throats and injuring her 9-year-old son with a pickaxe July 20th. The boy is still at Children's Hospital. Yesterday, a judge barred further psychiatric testing of James after prosecutors said an indictment was probable today. At County Hall, Gina Passantino, News Radio 55.
A $300,000 project designed to help reduce basement flooding in a neighborhood on Buffalo's Far East Side got off the ground this morning. Mayor Griffin broke ground for a storm sewer at Burke Drive and Bame Avenue. The town of Cheektowaga is chipping in $80,000 toward the project, which should be finished in the fall. The Buffalo Board of Education has balanced the school budget, cutting more than 50 administrative jobs and asking Mayor Griffin for an extra $5.2 million to restore programs that have been cut to fill a budget gap, programs like after-school activities, transportation, and supplies. Parents and students filled the board's meeting room, and more than two dozen of them, including student Jake Halpern, voiced their concern about program cutbacks.
It's not because they're smarter than us. It's not because they're more talented. But it is illogical and unrealistic to expect us to be able to compete with them with inadequate funding.
Now it's up to Mayor Griffin to decide whether the $5.2 million is added to the budget. The mayor has promised to cooperate with the new board. Voting results are in from three suburban school districts. News Radio 55's Jane Tomczak reports.
It was thumbs down on school spending proposals in Gowanda and Alden. The Gowanda Central School District will have an austerity budget for the coming school year after voters defeated propositions, including measures that would have provided money for books and a van for handicapped people. The Alden School Board meets tonight to discuss the voter rejection of a supplemental budget for sports, books, equipment, and transportation there. In Niagara County, Royalton Heartland District voters approved four spending propositions that'll hike their tax rates 64 cents per thousand and keeps the Roy Hart schools from having to run on an austerity plan. Jane Tomczak, News Radio 55.
Health Department officials in Niagara County today are administering blood tests to children who live in the chemically contaminated Forest Glen Trailer Park in Niagara Falls. Officials are looking for traces of lead and other chemicals in the children's blood. The Forest Glen area is the scene of a voluntary evacuation order since buried chemicals have been discovered there. Hurricane Dean isn't much of a threat anymore to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Forecaster Bob Ebaugh says the storm is moving out into the Atlantic.
Dean is continuing to move west-northwest about 12 miles an hour. Due to that, the main weather associated with Dean will pass north of the islands.
Hurricane warnings for the islands and eastern Caribbean have been canceled. Dean is still packing winds around 85 miles an hour. The Primetime Emmy Award nominations are out, and the CBS miniseries Lonesome Dove is on top of the pile with 18. NBC's L.A. Law is close behind with 17, followed by War and Remembrance, The Wonder Years, and 30-something. The government's barometer for forecasting economic growth fell a tenth of a percent in June. ABC's Tony Sargent tells us what it means.
Overall, the past 6 months, the index has dropped 1 full percent. In the 6 months before that, it rose almost that much. So stiff interest rates have slowed consumer buying and other areas of strong demand, so they won't outstrip supply and drive prices back toward the runaway inflation of a decade ago. The Federal Reserve hopes to let the steam out of the economy without sliding into recession. June's index, as close as you can get to dead zero, shows the Fed just might bring off that so-called soft landing, something it's never done before. Tony Sargent, ABC News at the Commerce Department.
WGR News Time 1207. Meteorologist Ken McKinley says mostly sunny, hazy, and warm today. The Radio 55 five-day forecast next.
News Radio 55, WGR, winner of 12 broadcast journalism awards in recent competition among area radio stations. A dozen awards for WGR, far more than the closest challenger. Stay with the number one radio team, the professional news team, at News Radio 55, WGR.
Pate Associates and Diet Pepsi bring to Buffalo, first time ever, one of the world-famous Beatles, Ringo Starr, in his all-star band.
Come on like a dream.
Superstars from major groups live on stage August 18th at Buffalo's Memorial Auditorium. Beatle Ringo Starr with a little help from his friends, Joe Walsh from the Eagles, Clarence Clemens and Nils Lofgren from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, Levon Helm and Rick Danko from Bob Dylan's The Band, Jim Keltner from America and the Traveling Wilburys, Billy Preston and Dr. John. You'll see in person Beatle Ringo Starr, plus super artists from six of the greatest rock and roll groups all together, live in concert August 18th at Buffalo's Memorial Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at Pate Ticket Agency at the Odd, all Cabbages record stores, and other usual PTA outlets, or charge by phone 847-1688. Only once in a lifetime. It's your night to rock and roll at a concert you will never forget.
WGR Radio 55, five-day forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, but a bit hazy. Highest temperatures around 87 degrees, with the temperature readings just a little bit lower right along the immediate shore of Lake Erie. Very humid through the afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows around 71, a bit uncomfortable for sleeping. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, hazy and humid again near 87. There might be a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow and on into the evening as well, but then the activity should diminish. It'll be partly cloudy with lows tomorrow night about 72. Partly sunny, hazy and humid on Saturday with highs near 89 degrees. Temperatures on Sunday and Monday likely to be a couple of degrees cooler, with somewhat more shower and thunder shower activity in the area. This is meteorologist Ken McKinley with the WGR Radio 55 five-day forecast.
WGR color radar is clear, humidity 64%, the barometer falling, winds are southwest at 18, gusting to 26. It's 78 degrees in Buffalo. Next news when it happens, next scheduled newscast at 1 o'clock. I'm Jay David, News Radio 55, WGR.
Want to beat the summer heat? Beach it. Beach it at Shirkston Shores. Feel that summer sun. Dig your toes into the clean, clean sand. Plunge into the refreshing waters of Lake Erie or Shirkston's famous 27-acre spring-fed quarry. What a way to spend a summer day. So come on out and beach it. Beach it at Shirkston Shores. 2.5 miles of gorgeous Canadian lakefront with swimming, boating, water skiing, windsurfing, picnic areas, and more at fabulous Shirkston Shores. And there's a giant water slide, refreshments on the beach, and at the quarry, ski-doo rentals, and much, much more. Pack a picnic lunch, call your friends, and get going for a perfect day of good, clean summer fun at Shirkston. Shirkston Shores. And all you campers, spend a day, a week, or all season at Shirkston. Yes, the place to beach it this summer is Shirkston. Shirkston Shores, Ontario. Your summer place. So get going.
Radio 55.
Good afternoon with Radio 55 WGR Sports. I'm Jeff Morrison. After taking 2 out of 3 from Louisville, the Bisons moved on into Nashville for a 5-game set that got opening up last night. Morris Madden got the call in the opener with an unlikely partner behind the plate, Rico Rossi.
Last night, Orlando Merced, one of the 2 call-ups from the Harrisburg Senators a few days ago, went 4 for 5, drove in a run, scored a run. He was our star of the game, but many stars last night, including Rico Rossi, who caught in his first professional game and did a great job, as did Morris Madden, who won for the 9th time this year against only 5 losses. The Bisons win the first game of the 5-game series 7-2. Tonight we'll be on the air at 8:20 with the warm-up. I'm Greg Brown, Sports Radio 55, WGR.
In the meantime, injuries and another call-up put Rossi behind the plate last night. Pirates have placed pitcher Bob Kipper on the 15-day disabled list and called up Scott Little to take his place on the roster. Catchers Tom Prince and Dan Bilardello both nursing injuries at this point. And with Little going up to Pittsburgh, Rossi did a great job last night behind the plate as Madden's battery mate. Buffalo did get some help from Toledo last night and picked up a game on Indy. Hens knocked off the Indians 14-6, so heading into tonight's game against Nashville, the Herd is 4.5 games out of first place in the American Association East. Well, first place in the AL East was on the line in Fenway last night where the Red Sox were hosting Baltimore. Orioles down 6-0 after 3, but the Birds refused to quit.
They came up with 3 runs in the 6th, 3 more in the 7th, and 3 in the 8th, went on to beat the Red Sox 9-8. With the win, Baltimore has a 2-game lead over Boston at this point and a 2.5-game edge on Toronto. Jays shutting out Kansas City last night 8-0. Elsewhere, Minnesota and New York split a twin bill in Yankee Stadium. Yankees took the opener 7-6. Twins won the nightcap 4-3. Cleveland shut down Milwaukee 1-0. Indians right now 3 games off the pace. Detroit knocked off Texas 6-4. California blanked Seattle 7-0. And Oakland shut out Chicago 2-0. So the A's right now have a half-game lead over the Angels in the AL West. In the National League on Wednesday, it was Frank Viola winning his first game with the New York Mets. Viola gave up 4 hits over two runs over 8 innings. Mets knocked off St. Louis last night 4-3. Montreal won its 3rd straight, beating Pittsburgh 3-1. Pirates' losing streak is now up to 6. Cincinnati beat Houston 5-2. It was San Diego over Atlanta 9-7. Philadelphia shutting out the Cubbies last night 6-0. And the Dodgers out west knocked off the Giants 7-4. Baseball Commissioner Bart Giamatti met with 20 congressmen in Washington yesterday. That to talk about expansion. Giamatti made no promises during the meeting, but several senators suggested that the game's exemption from antitrust laws might be repealed if baseball doesn't respond quickly to the desires of the politicians. It looks like receiver John Colasar won't see any action with the Bills this year. Colasar is expected to undergo reconstructive knee surgery next week, then be placed on the injured reserve list. Any player put on the DL during preseason must stay there now for the entire regular season as well. The rest of the club in the meantime will work out later on today. The club went through a morning session, a non-contact drill. That will be the case throughout the rest of camp. After a light practice Friday morning, Buffalo will leave for Ohio and get ready to play the Redskins on Saturday. Washington added another quarterback to its roster yesterday. 11-year veteran Bill Kenny was signed for insurance purposes because of the unknown status of Doug Williams' back condition. 2-time Pro Bowl defensive end Rulon Jones is saying goodbye to the NFL. At a press conference yesterday, Denver owner Pat Bowlen called Jones one of the great players in his club's history. Jones is the club's all-time leader in sacks. Top-seeded Andre Agassi and second-seeded Michael Chang have advanced to the next round of the Volvo International Tennis Tournament. Agassi beat Marty Davis yesterday 6-1, 3-6, 6-3. Chang knocked off Sweden's Johan Carlsson 7-5, 6-3. Catch all the sports morning and afternoons, 15 past and 15 before the hours. I'm Jeff Morrison, Radio 55 WGR.
Power up America with the Citgo Advantage. New 89-octane mid-grade unleaded. The Citgo Advantage has the octane your car needs for performance and economy. And at Citgo, you always get the same price for cash or credit. And this month, you can get even more. Stop in at your Citgo gasoline retailer. Apply for a Citgo Plus credit card and receive $3 in coupons towards any purchase at Citgo. The Citgo Plus card is free with no annual fees. And all it takes is a valid Visa or MasterCard to apply. Moving up with the advantage at your Citgo gas retailer puts an end to the ping, dieseling, and gummy deposits that affect your car's performance. For the Citgo advantage and your Citgo Plus credit card, apply at any participating Citgo gasoline retailer. Ask for details.
Today's Paul Harvey Report is brought to you by Federal Meats, the freshest meats in town.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. It's been such a little while since breakfast cereals were described before Congress as worthless junk food. General Mills, stung by this indictment, went to work, and the product of their work was a product they called Total, a total breakfast. Total Corn Flakes or Total Wheat Flakes. Either contains all that a body needs of 9 essential vitamins, plus minerals, plus calcium, and added nutrition. Now, University of Missouri nutritionists have reevaluated ready-to-eat cold cereals and decrees that they provide lots of nutrients, that children who eat them are better nourished, that youngsters get a good breakfast from a cold cereal with milk. And Bonnie Liebman of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a former critic of cold cereals, now says they're a good breakfast, like giving a child a vitamin pill. And remember, the most nourishment by as much as 12 to 1 over other cereals is in Total. This is the breakfast or anytime cereal for grown-ups. And or for anybody who wants to grow up strong. In Capistrano Beach, California, Christine Lenz said to Charlie Cooper, she said, "We can't afford to get married." And Charlie said, "Suppose you win the $20 million state lottery, then will you marry me?" She said, "Yes." And she did. One economic index, more than any other, tells us how business is going to be. In fact, this is the index of all 12 of our economic indicators. During the month of June, it declined a fraction. Fourth decline in 5 months. The retreat of 1/10 was much less than the 1.3% the month previous. Certainly, this will contribute no upward pressure on interest rates as the Federal Reserve Board tries to steer us along a path of slow growth between inflation and recession. As imprecise as these barometers are, a 1/10 deviation is hardly worthy of publication. Iran has a new president. Keep your fingers crossed. Ali Akbar Rafsanjani will want to rebuild his...
Buffalo Memories, staffannouncer.com.